This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vast labyrinth. We would like to once again take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with the rest of you. Now, before we begin, we would once again remind you that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we last referred to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to participate in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. And once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness through that telepathic exchange many times is much more pertinent to your individual desires and needs than is this information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you absolutely to become involved in that opportunity to alter your consciousness and to experience that exchange of information, that silent communication. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, as we have suggested to each of you many, many times, this reality that you experience in this vibrational level is a reflection of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. It's a combination of a multitude, if you wish, of beliefs that interact with each other. They are influenced by your thoughts and feelings that eventually have an impact upon your choices and decisions and result in this reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Now, these belief systems can be quite hard for you to, in your awakened consciousness state, express what they truly are. Many people in your awakened consciousness state can express beliefs that they would say, well, I believe in a certain aspect, or I have this particular belief on this particular idea or this particular subject. The conscious beliefs and belief systems that you hold and are capable of expressing are quite easy for you to vocalize, to express through the utilization of your vocabulary. But there are a multitude of other beliefs and belief systems that you participate in, that you hold, that you agree to be involved in this creation process. Once again, you have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. Those belief systems that everyone that exists within your vibrational level to some degree agrees to participate, to hold. It's a unanimous choice to perpetuate beliefs and belief systems that are comprised in what we once again refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. Belief systems that you may look upon as being your so-called laws of physics. Belief systems that you have a difficulty stepping outside of while remaining within your awakened consciousness stage. Time and space are very good examples of your belief systems that you hold at your so-called human consciousness level. Very difficult for you to step outside of this concept of human space and time. And yet, as we have suggested as well many times, it's an illusion. Space and time only exist in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And yet in your altered state of consciousness, to some degree, you continue to hold on to these human consciousness belief systems. You existing within this vibrational level as well have agreed to participate and to facilitate what we refer to as the veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. This limits your capacity to understand the creation process that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's a human consciousness belief system. It's a consensus that the entities existing within your vibrational level have agreed to participate in. You have as well what we refer to as the societal beliefs and belief system. In many instances, for some, much easier to step outside or to alter what we refer to as a societal belief system. And you have but to look upon your earth system to see all of the various different societal belief systems that exist and that individuals participate in. Individuals who, on one hand, agree to participate in and to facilitate what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems, and yet, on the other hand, may hold entirely different belief systems in terms of what we refer to as societal belief systems. Many of those societal belief systems can be quite opposite and quite opposing. And yet, for the individuals involved, it's a belief system that they hold as being absolute, if you wish, as being the right belief or belief system. It's important to understand that at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, that stock of consciousness that you are, that has the capacity to not only hold all of these belief systems, but understands the result of being involved in various beliefs and belief systems, understands that the reality that you're experiencing is the result of holding various beliefs and belief systems, and yet at that level there is no judgment as to what's right or wrong. You see, right or wrong, good or bad, is an awake human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. That stock of consciousness does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but simply gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold and rejoices in that creation process, without judging whether it's right or wrong. And so right or wrong, good or bad, it is a human consciousness belief system that you experience in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees in other alterations of consciousness levels that you participate in. The more removed, if you wish, that you become from your awakened consciousness state, the less impact that you have in terms of these right or wrong concepts or judgments that you hold in your awakened consciousness state have upon these beliefs and belief systems that you hold, these realities that you experience when you're in your so-called deep dream state. In right or wrong does not carry with it the same degree or emphasis that you place upon it in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And when you're in your, what we like to refer to as between incarnational states, when you die, in other words, and pass into a level of consciousness that is one step beyond the dream state, indeed there you begin to understand that the reality that you experience is the result of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. You begin to understand as well, to a certain degree, that this right or wrong concept only exists in your awakened consciousness state. It doesn't exist at that level from which you create your reality. From there, once again, there is no judgment as to what's right or wrong. The level from which you create your reality gives to you that which you desire to validate your beliefs and belief system and rejoices in that creation process without any judgment. To never decide, well, this would be good for you to experience today, and perhaps tomorrow you might have another experience, but this experience over here, which you might term to be less than desirable, or perhaps even more desirable, that fuck of consciousness never that you are never judges and says, well, you should or should not experience that. We're not going to give that to you. The fuck of consciousness that you are gives to you the reality that you desire to validate the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, and it does so without judging as to whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in the creation process. It's important to understand that. It's important to understand that, because when we begin to speak about your societal beliefs and belief systems, it can be quite opposite and quite opposing. And so in your awakened consciousness state, you look at some particular society and you judge that as being very wrong or very negative. And ironically, that society may be looking at your society and having exactly the same reaction, holding the same feelings, that the society beliefs that you hold are absolutely wrong. The irony of it is that in both situations, where you have these opposing societies, and there may be more than one or two, there are several in your so-called earth system that oppose or have different beliefs and belief systems in the society and judge other societies as somehow being inadequate or wrong in their so-called beliefs and belief systems. But the irony of it is that each of those societies would suggest that at some level, their belief, their societal belief system is based upon some type of love. It's based upon what they believe may be the love for their individual that they participate and interact with in every day-to-day activity, or for some spirit that they believe has control over, has an influence, or the possibility to influence their reality. Particularly the reality in your so-called altered states of consciousness when you leave this particular vibrational level, this particular incarnational period. And so, ironically, these societal belief systems, for the most part, are based upon what that society looks upon as some type of a concept of love. Now, therein for almost all of the societies lies a difficulty. Because what is love? What is love? Love is a state of being and a state of doing. Love is a state where you feel that you are indeed rejoicing in the particular emotions and feelings that you experience. And the doing part of love is to do things in order to allow another individual to experience that emotional feeling. Doing things by giving to someone without any attachments to that gift. You see, a gift of love is a gift that is given with no attachments. It's a gift that is unconditional. Now, you're involved in many situations which would be loving interactions with other entities, and you give someone supposedly a gift, but you put a condition upon that gift. There's nothing wrong with that. It's what allows your society to function. It would give you limitations. in interactions and boundaries. But it's important to understand that as soon as you put a limitation, as soon as you put a condition, you are no longer giving a gift that's unconditional. A gift of unconditional love has no conditions. And when you put a condition on, you now form a contract. As long as you do this, we will provide this. I will assist you in this way. If you do this, I will give you this, providing you give me this. That's a contract. Nothing wrong with contracts, and we're not suggesting for an instant that you should give it away, but to understand that indeed a gift given under an expression of love is a gift which has no conditions. It's unconditional. To trust to someone, it's important to understand what trust is. It's important that all of these terminologies that you utilize are very clear in your mind as to what they refer to trust someone. First, you must be in a trusting situation. You must have the possibility of losing something. And you must be perhaps in the possibility of gaining something. But when you have the possibility of losing something, then indeed, if you enter into a situation with someone where you allow them to have an influence upon that possibility of your loss, then indeed you are entering into a trusting situation. And you must ask yourself, do I truly trust this person? Are we in a loving relationship? You see, if you don't truly trust that person, but you put them into that trusting situation anyway, then you're just rolling the dice. If you don't trust someone and yet you put them into a trusting situation, you're setting yourself up to be sabotaged. And so you must believe that that's someone that you are interacting with, that you're becoming involved in a trusting situation with, is someone that you can trust. And as well, you must solicit that trust. You can't go to someone and say, well, I'm going to tell you something. And then after you tell them, you say, now I trust you not to in any way foreclose that statement to someone else. It's like shutting the door after the horse is left. You must first of all obtain someone's commitment to trust before you enter into a trusting situation. Then I'm not allowed to be involved in a situation, in a trusting situation, where it involves them to violate some of their principles. And so they say, no, I don't want to be involved in that. Don't tell me. If you don't expect me to someone else and to tell someone else, then I would rather not be involved in that trusting situation. There's nothing wrong with that. That's understanding. That's putting yourself in a situation where you can truly trust someone as an expression of love. Commitment. Understand what commitment is. Understand what it is that you're being committed to. You can't be committed to something if you don't allow out what it is that you're being committed to. It's rather ironic that you see individuals who are involved in interactions and relationships have absolutely no idea what love is in terms of the true expression, but have these ideas of what love is, and so they come involved in a situation and in a relationship that's perhaps not based on true love at all. It may be based upon a victim and aggressor type of situation. And yet, in their mind, with a lack of understanding of what true love is, they believe that it is indeed a loving situation when there is absolutely nothing done to allow them to feel those emotions of absolute gratitude, those emotions of euphoria at being accepted, understood by someone. And so they enter into this relationship, and they enter into a commitment without really understanding what that commitment is about. And when it ends, they feel devastated. It's a devastation that's based upon a belief or a belief system that the individual holds. It's a devastation that's based upon a lack of understanding what love is. A lack of understanding that self-love is absolutely necessary before you can love someone else. How can you give something that you don't understand and hold within yourself? You must learn to love yourself. And in order to love yourself, you must first learn to like yourself. If you don't like who you are, it's very difficult to love yourself. Very difficult indeed to put in place all of those necessary elements of doing and of expressing in order for you to experience love when you don't love yourself. Like who you are. Like who you are so that you can begin to love yourself. If you don't like who you are, then change it. You see, who you are is your choice. It's not someone else's choice. It's based upon beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Like who you are. Put in place a list of principles that you believe will enhance your character to be the person that you want to be. Not that you're doing this because you want someone else to like who you are. You must like who you are yourself first. And it's rather ironic that when you begin to like who you are, then other people begin to like you as well. And you begin to love yourself, then you will attract as well individuals who are loving individuals. And so, in these societal beliefs and belief systems that we speak of, each of them is based upon what they believe in their so-called awakened consciousness state to be a position of love. Either a position of love for their individuals or a position of love for some entity that they believe has the capacity to control their reality. It's rather ironic that when those individuals believe that there is somehow an energy or an entity that is controlling their reality, that they miss the understanding that they are that entity. That each of you is all that is. That each of you is the entity that's responsible for the reality that you experience. You are all one, and yet you are separate. It's a concept that denies explanation. It's a concept that you can only experience by going with inside and contacting and making a connection with that spark of consciousness that you are. And then you begin to understand that it's an emotion and a feeling that denies expression through the utilization of some type of language. Each of you is all that is. And so when a society or an individual believes that there is some entity that's influencing and creating their reality, the irony of it is that your so-called awakened consciousness state, you experience all types of reality to validate that belief. And there's nothing wrong with it. You see, from our perspective, this is not a right or wrong. We're not judging or suggesting for an instance that one should or should not have a particular belief or belief system. That's your choice, and it's not right or wrong. When you're awake in consciousness state, you will experience realities that validate the beliefs and belief systems. And for those who believe that you have so-called angels and guides or that there is some entity that's creating your reality, we absolutely guarantee that you will create and have that experience validated in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But what's important to grasp is the concept that you will create the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You are the spark of consciousness that's responsible for the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And ironically, in your awakened consciousness state, you will be as far removed from the understanding of who and what you truly are as it's possible for you to experience in any other state of consciousness. In your awakened consciousness state, you are involved in an illusionary reality. Significant, not something that you should cast aside as well as simply an illusion, because you see in your definition of illusion, many times you perceive that as to be insignificant. That it somehow has no value. We're not suggesting that at all. In your awakened consciousness state, we're suggesting that the reality is the most illusionary reality that you will experience in any level of consciousness that you're involved in. But we're not suggesting that it's insignificant. Absolutely not. You choose to be involved in this vibrational level, and you choose to create that reality for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that's only possible to experience in this particular vibrational level, where you choose to put in place this electromagnetic system that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but also in your various other levels of consciousness. You choose to be here. You choose to create this reality. You choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and you choose to become involved in the so-called awakened consciousness reality that's an illusion. Significant, but an illusion nonetheless. And so you exist in this vibrational level. You create the reality. And the reality is a validation of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And as we suggested earlier, it becomes very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to understand what some of those beliefs are that are not what you refer to as your so-called awakened consciousness beliefs and belief systems. You see, you have a multitude of beliefs that you hold that are not necessarily readily available in your awakened consciousness state. You're involved in the creation of this reality. You're involved in the creation of this entire earth system. The spark of consciousness that you are, to some extent, is one. Although each of you are separate, as we explained, it's very difficult to give you some type of an explanation that accurately portrays who and what you truly are and how you create this reality. But nonetheless, we suggest that you exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. The energy that you are is one, and yet you are separate. Within your individual being, it's much more easy for you to grasp the concept that the consciousness, this spark of consciousness that you are, exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being. What becomes difficult to grasp and to understand is that this physical being that you are is as a result of your choice to be involved in a particular experience in a particular environment, in a particular society, in this particular incarnational period. And in your altered state of consciousness that we refer to as your between incarnational state, you pick and choose the reality that you have the possibility to experience in a particular incarnational period. You put in place beliefs and belief systems that, as we have suggested many times, are contained within your DNA. And only recently are your scientists begin to understand that you can alter that physical reality as you alter your DNA. The irony of it is that you do it on a continual basis. You continuously alter that so-called unexplainable portion of your DNA. You see, it's stored within that what the scientists once referred to as junk, or they referred to it as a carryover from your so-called evolutionary process. Contained within that particular aspect of the DNA that the scientists have had difficulty tapping into and understanding are various potential realities for you to experience in a particular incarnational period. Possibilities that exist within your DNA from choices that you make in your so-called between incarnational state. And you see, in this so-called awakened consciousness state, you influence that reality. You influence those belief systems by your choices and decisions, by your thoughts and feelings, by your attitudes, by what it is that you desire, by your imagination, and particularly by your expectation. You alter the energy that surrounds the DNA continuously. And as a result of the alteration of that energy, you actually influence and alter the DNA. And you take a particular aspect of the DNA which you brought into this incarnational period as simply a possibility. And as a result of your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings, well, how you carry on your so-called existence in your awakened consciousness state, you alter that energy that surrounds the DNA, and as a result of the alteration of that energy, you actually take what may have only been a possibility and turn it into a probability for an experience that comes into your so-called awakened consciousness state, for the opportunity to you for you to experience certain realities. Your choice. Absolutely. and you choose that for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that surround that particular type of reality creation process. You exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings that's only possible when you put in place the electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You see, when you understand that you're in control, you can still experience the feelings, absolutely, but they don't have nearly the impact that it has in terms of experiencing reality when you believe you're not in control. Oh, when you're not in control, oh, that's much more difficult. It's much more real. And the intense range of emotions and feelings is multiplied as a consequence of not understanding that you're in control in your awakened consciousness state. Your choice. It seems like an oversimplification to suggest that you exist in this vibrational level through your choice for the simple opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible to experience in the other multitude of vibrational levels that exist and that you have the opportunity to exist within. It's difficult to suggest that you go through what you in your so-called awakened consciousness state may refer to as a positive or a negative experience simply for the opportunity of experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And yet, it's why you exist in this vibrational level. You see, you can create the reality to allow you to experience emotions and feelings with the understanding that it's an illusion. And many times, you have that opportunity and are involved in that type of experience when you step into, for example, a theater. And you look upon the projection upon a screen. And you go through an intense range of emotions and feelings. Many times it exists outside of your so-called time and space concept that you hold in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Based upon your so-called concept of time and space, you can sit in a theater for a very relatively short period of time, and yet upon the screen there can be portrayed a huge passage of time. And it makes perfect sense to you. And you, as you experience that particular projection upon the screen, you go through an intense range of emotions and feelings, absolutely. But you understand that it's an illusion. You understand that it's simply a projection upon a screen. And when you walk out of that theater, you understand as well that those emotions and feelings were simply as the result of experiencing what was someone else's projection upon the screen. It wasn't real. Ah, but when you step outside of that theater and it's raining and you experience that emotion, oh, now that's real. You don't understand that it's raining because that's your creation. You don't understand that you created all in conjunction with all of the other entities that choose to exist within your vibrational level. You don't understand that those emotions and feelings that seem so real are only so real because you choose to ignore. You choose to lock out from your conscious state the understanding of who and what you truly are and the process that you utilize to create that reality. And so it is that your individual belief systems, as opposed to your human consciousness belief systems and your societal belief systems, are belief systems that many times you put in place in your so-called between incarnational state. And in that state, those particular belief systems are influenced by your thoughts and feelings, by your choices and decisions. What it is that you desire, what it is that you expect to bring into your reality. And once again as well, it's important to understand that what you in your awakened consciousness state view as a desirable or a less than desirable reality is only a human consciousness judgment that you place upon a particular activity or experience that you're involved in. From the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. There's simply a rejoice in the creation process, in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems, of your choices and decisions, of your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire, what it is that you imagine you will bring into your reality, and the expectation that you will indeed have the opportunity to experience that particular reality in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Once again, without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, something you should or should not experience. It's also rather ironic that in your so-called awakened consciousness state, when you are experiencing a reality that you would suggest is desirable, when it gives you feelings that you desire, it's much easier to accept the responsibility for that reality than when you're involved in a situation that's less than desirable. When you're involved in a situation and you're awakened consciousness state, you look upon and say, why on earth would I ever choose to be involved in this type of reality? You choose to be involved for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that surround any reality or activity that you're involved in. We would challenge each of you to look upon any activity that you're involved in and continually break it down. Why do you do that? Why do you become involved in some type of employment in your day-to-day activities? Either you enjoy that employment because it gives you a sense of experiencing realities that you desire, or perhaps you don't enjoy that particular experience, but as a result of that experience, you receive some type of compensation that you will utilize to become involved in some type of reality that you do desire, because you are attempting to experience emotions and feelings. And it's the ones that you are experiencing that you view as being desirable in your awakened consciousness state, that you put the emphasis upon as being the most important, the ones that you would continue to experience. And yet, at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no judgment as to whether or not what you're experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state is desirable or less than desirable. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. Many times beliefs that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness and are very difficult for you to tap into and alter in your so-called awake state of consciousness. We continuously suggest that altering your consciousness and utilizing your imagination in that altered state of consciousness can give you more impact upon what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state than what you can achieve by holding particular thoughts and beliefs in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You are involved in what we have referred to as the new age and new energy, where indeed your creation process is influenced from your conscious state in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. But nonetheless, in your altered states of consciousness, the reality that you experience is being influenced and impacted upon far more than what it is being impacted upon by your thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so we continue to suggest, alter your consciousness, go with inside. The answers that each of you seek cannot be expressed through the utilization of some type of vocabulary, presentation such as we attempt to give to you on this afternoon. It cannot be found written in any book. It defies explanation through the utilization of your vocabulary. It's an experience that you can have when you go with inside. Each of you has the opportunity and the ability to go with inside, to alter your consciousness, to get past the illusionary realities that you continue to create, that can be quite inviting and indeed very relaxing and indeed very enjoyable. But if you can put that aside and go deeper, and put it aside and go deeper, you can get to eventually where you experience and touch that spark of consciousness that you are, and get that overwhelming, that feeling of absolute unconditional love. And it becomes a feeling and emotion that when you return to your so-called awakened consciousness state, you begin to understand that it defies explanation. It can only be experienced. And so, you have your beliefs and belief systems. You have your societal belief systems that influence reality and that ironically are based on what each society at some level believes is an expression of love to something or someone, without really understanding or grasping what that expression of love should truly involve. The irony of it is that each of you at some level is connected. You are all that is. You are no more and no less than any other entity that exists, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. We are all equal. We are all one. We are not separate, and yet we are individual. We are all that is, and consequently we are nothing. A very difficult concept that defies explanation, but which you once again have the opportunity to experience. And so we once again encourage you to go with inside. We encourage you to understand that you are the creators of your reality. We understand and express for you to understand that you are all that is. You are the God you search for. And as well, you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The only three truisms that exist: you are all that is, you create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that exists within your vibrational level is an expression of your beliefs and belief systems. Everything else that exists within your vibrational level has the possibility for you to alter, to change. It's an illusion that's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. That's the most important aspect of any message that we attempt to relay to each of you. Grasp that understanding and you will begin to have the opportunity to understand as well that you have the capacity to control, not only to control, but do control this reality that you experience. It's your creation. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's not influenced by any entity that exists outside of your vibrational level. Each of you influence and are a part of the creation process. Each of you agree to participate and facilitate this illusionary reality that you are involved in your awakened consciousness state. It's your creation. It's your reality. And you choose to be here. You choose to create what it is that you experience. There is no other entity that's responsible for your reality. You are all that is. Now, We were back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the edge of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace. Thank you.